I just get my glasses? I knew I'd missing something. You experience something that takes your breath away, doesn't it? And what we've just seen is, I think, an example of what, for me, took my breath away when I saw that a few weeks ago. And again, it was repeated last night. For those of you who don't watch, and I kind of dip into Strictly Come Dancing, I kind of doing other things and watch it occasionally, and others of you I know probably don't watch it at all, but you've just experienced a little bit of it, and what an amazing dance that was, particularly as Rose, who is the dancer there, the so-called celebrity, those of you who watch EastEnders perhaps will know her from that, she is deaf, completely deaf, and so couldn't hear the music. And that silence, and it wasn't a fault with the recording, it was a real silence. Never before had anyone in Strictly done that kind of thing. It was just something else, wasn't it? It was just a moment of, whoa. And I think that is just an example, isn't it? And others, it can be an amazing view where your breath is taken away. For others, the birth of a grandchild, the first one, or any child for that matter. All kinds of things, aren't they, that can take our breath away, and they'll all be different for each one of us. In Christianity, there's something that's often called a thin place, where heaven, so-called heaven, touches earth. Some like it to a kind of spiritual portal, where it's easier to connect with God. In the Celtic Christianity, places like Iona, places like Holy Island are examples of those. But there are others in other sort of traditions as well. For those who have been to Israel on pilgrimages say sometimes those are thin places for them. There could be all kinds of different places where you connect with God. The shepherd's story. Not an everyday occurrence to be visited by an angel and by a group of angels in the way that the story is told. So an angel appears initially, followed by the equivalent of a heavenly bark choir, or so it seems. And a moment probably for Joseph and Mary, which would have taken their breath away. But so much is behind that, as you know. The announcement of that longed-for Messiah had been born, the take-away-your-breath moment. The implications of that birth was way beyond the experience of those shepherds, for example. This baby fulfilled a promise of hope for all people, not just the nation of Israel, but for all people. A promise of the birth of Jesus, who was going to be the Saviour of all mankind, in which we could then have a relationship with God. Now, for us, life goes on at a pace. For most people, many people have very busy jobs, very busy family lives, very busy volunteering lives. Life can just seem to pass so quickly. And to find a moment to be still, and just to be aware of the things that are happening around you, can at times seem quite elusive. The pandemic has robbed us of many things, hasn't it? That freedom we once had, the freedom for the people who at home on Zoom to be here today, just because of what's actually happening around us. It's produced a level of uncertainty where there was once certainty. And for some, social contact has resulted in loneliness, and which has affected mental health. And for others, an equilibrium that was once fairly calm has now resulted in fear and anxiety. So stuff is around us. However, it does seem to have brought home, doesn't it, as we think of this pandemic, what's most important in life? And all of us will have different things here, but for me, the importance of relationship and relationships, an appreciation of beauty, and maybe perhaps too an awareness of our own mortality. And maybe this is a challenge for us today to really value what we have. I want to close, and it's only a short one today, deliberately, with a challenge for you to spend a moment over the coming weeks, whatever these coming weeks will bring. We don't know. That uncertainty is with us. You may not have, like the shepherds and Mary and Joseph, an experience that takes your breath away. Or you may not have an encounter in a so-called thin place. However, we can all create a moment where we perhaps can appreciate beauty, or when we can value a relationship, or we can rekindle a faith or a spirituality that has perhaps lain a little dormant for a while. I want to end with two things. There's a South African idiom which just says, and I've heard it many times since, go well. You know that idiom? Go well. As you leave this place today, go with the people who are here, the people who are on Zoom. Go also with God's good wishes. That's what it really means. And just a closing prayer as a blessing. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. The rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold us in the palm of his hand.